I want to say that I do think that the Trump administration has handled this terribly, and all the criticism that is being heaped on them for both the structural bad response and the particulars of the bad response and the lies and the misleading, all well deserved. There's a whole other piece of this, which is that we have a health system which seems maximally designed to not deal with this in a strong, good way. So a whole society, people don't have sick leave. So they keep showing up at work even though they don't feel well. They're afraid to use their benefits because they have such high deductibles. They show up to get tested for something and discover they're negative for this but walk out with a gigantic bill. They're not going to want to go get tested, where it's a non-centralized system so that tests don't get distributed, so that information doesn't get shared very well. I mean, there's the maximum way that this could go wrong, it's going to go wrong. I mean, I think it's in contrast where you look at countries that have highly nationalized top-down health systems are probably going to handle this outbreak a lot better. Now, there may be other things they don't handle as well, but I think there's a reason why we should be particularly scared in the U.S. It's a health system that doesn't have the resilience and the capacity to deal with this, and in fact scares most people are scared to be in it. They don't want to be in it because it costs them so much money.
Totally. And that compounds all the weaknesses John was talking about. And then on top you have Trump, you know, Wednesday night going on Hannity saying that he has a hunch that the death rate is far lower than the World Health Organization believes, suggesting it's okay for people to with coronavirus to go to work. He like mixed it up with the flu at one point. I mean, come on. Like, this is a real thing that is going to kill people. And it doesn't matter whether Trump turns out to be right or wrong about the lower death rate. The point is, like, right now, you go with caution. You go with the scientists.
Staying with what Emily is saying for a moment, David, your point is exactly right. And there's a downside to thinking so much of this is a result of Donald Trump, because then what you end up doing is when you assess what went wrong, you just say, oh, it's the idiosyncrasies of the Trump administration and there are systemic issues. And if you want a self-interested reason for universal health coverage, it's that if other people are in the health system and are habituated to seeing their doctor as a part of some kind of universal health care, it's easier for them when they feel symptoms to go through whatever their channel is to health care, which therefore presumably mitigates some of the risk. Whereas if you've got 27 million people that haven't had health insurance for a year, you've got a system that can't very quickly manage these kinds of problems. But to your point, Emily, you know, when we have a hurricane coming, we've become used to seeing the president sitting in a room getting briefing. He's wearing a rain slicker with the presidential seal on it. And the idea there is he's getting a bunch of new information, and that all information is going to help him make decisions, or at the very least turn him into the best public administration officer, public information officer. In this case, you have the president, who has been briefed, presumably, saying three or four things that are not just factually bonkers compared to if you're a regular person, but also having talked this week to health experts, they're just totally wrong. And in this case, it's not just wrong because the way he's wrong about tariffs and who pays for them, but in this case, he's spreading information that is actively hurting the efforts that his entire administration and the entire world are moving in direction A, and he is moving in direction Z. It's kind of extraordinary that that this is happening, and because people have become kind of used to it with the Trump administration, we should think about how far this is from what we normally expect from a president in times of crisis.
It's clear this disease is going to enter our population at scale and will spread. And as I understand it, the best metaphor I've heard, the best description, is we want to flatten the curve so that what we want is to make sure that not everyone gets it at once, that rather it gets spread out, it happens over time, so the hospitals aren't overwhelmed, so that you know, a certain number of people are getting it, the sickest people can get the hospital care, those of us who don't get very sick are able to take care of themselves at home. You want to distribute it and so that it becomes much more like the flu, the seasonal flu is, where there will be lots of deaths and lots of people affected, but it isn't massively overwhelming. And the best way to do that is less contact, more hand washing, less large gatherings, people staying home when they're sick, you know, doing the hygienic mitigation, you know, not exposing old people and very young people, well, old people especially, to lots of interaction with each other. Are we as a society disciplined enough to carry those things out? I mean, we've discussed this. We've just canceled a live show that we were going to do because of this. Or is the nation ready for this and capable of it? Is it capable of it?
I mean, I think we're capable of it. I have some real doubts right now. I don't want to add to the sense of panic by speculating because I feel like I just don't really know the answer and we're just going to have to see.
You know, we lack a channel for modulated response in our lives and particularly in our public lives where somebody with authority and it should be the president because they're the most popular person in America or the most well-known, I should say, not the most popular, but they are the most well-known person in America who can distribute useful, informed information in the public good. That person is not playing that role. And what the difficulty is both because of the role the president has played in the previous 3 years undermining public trust in traditional institutions and also what he's doing in real time, because now somebody's being told by their HR department, you know, if you don't feel well, don't come into work. And they hear, but the president said it's fine if I go into work. Well, that's actively undermining what needs to take place, David, for what you're talking about. And so I think our capacity is shrunk, and also by the time we might go, oh, gee, maybe we really should start listening, it's quite late because it's incubating, it's spreading through the community, it's snowballing. And this is the cost of having an inability to kind of be measured and say, hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and that's not being panicked, that's just being prudent.
Do you guys touch your faces a lot? I don't even know if I touch my face.
Oh, my God. I touch my face constantly. Ugh, totally.
I am not a constant face sesher, but in this moment of heightened mindfulness, I find that I rub my eyes a lot.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, now I think if I do, I rub my beard.
Ugh. Yeah.